In the volume 6, number 8, Cycling West, 1896, we get a sycamore legend which has heavily veiled the story of the tandem bike. It was very sloppy weather years ago in Indian country, in the month of February, called by red men Nasty Nasty, that the month when Indians fancy took to fooling with the buzzsaw, we call sparking, hanging round his best girl's wigwam, letting thoughts of love upset him, spending all his pocket money for such valentines as there were in those days of art primeval, hearts of red put on with war paint, strings of bead for squaws to covet, hollow stones filled full of honey, stolen from the nests of wild bees, stolen while the bees stung fiercely. In those days there was no hailers. Valentine, the saint that had none, but the Injun, fond of symbols, poured his love out with his heart's blood. With his heart's blood wrote the story in a kind of hieroglyphic, made two rings of crimson color, of the brightest crimson color, one to represent his own life, one to represent his squaw's life. These the Injun linked together, thus to signify his passion. This the picture which he painted, painted it upon the deer's hide, sent it to her, the adored one, in the month of Nasty Nasty. In these times of great invention, Injun does not do the painting, but he uses the same symbol in a cycle. Crimson, too, it mocks the sunset. Crimson rims his love to carry. Make a gift, there's no resisting, in the month of Nasty Nasty. This the legend I have told you, of the Injun lover's symbol. Honest Injun, honest Injun.